You live in changing times. And what does that mean, changing times? You live in physical form. And in physical form, time exists. Change means that time moves on and things move on. And thus, in physical form, there is time and there is change. And yet, in energetic form, there is no time. And yet, there is change. There is evolution. So, in order to understand time and change in physical form, one must look to the self. One must look within the self. How are you changing? How are you using your time? How are you accepting your world and what is happening in your world, both your personal world and the greater world around you, as you look at time and change, as you notice what is happening in the world around you? Look at nature. It shows you time and change very abruptly and very succinctly and naturally. Look at yourself. How are you changing? What is changing in your physical form? What is changing in your inner energetic form? What are your feelings? What are you holding on to? Who are you blaming? Who are you letting go, and why? What are you holding on to that keeps you from really changing? What can you let go of so that you can change? Who can you absolve from your mental thoughts? Who can you let go now because times have changed? What can you do to help yourself? For ultimately, you are responsible for yourself. If you are an adult, you are responsible for yourself, for how you are in the world, for how you get along in the world, for who you associate with, for how you choose to use your body, and for what, and how you choose to use your mind, and for what. Do you get caught in your mind in replaying old scenarios that do not let you change? Do you continue to blame others for where you are now, for what happens to you, when in actual fact, you are totally responsible for yourself? This must be accepted as one grows and matures and as one seeks change. Change asks the question, can you move on now? Can you let go? Can you free yourself? Can you take back your own energy from where you have placed it upon others? Notice what happens when you take back your energy, when you let others go, simply because it is time to move on, simply because things are changing. And if you do not continue to change yourself, you will be left behind in these changing times. And you will begin to wonder what happened. Why are you still stuck? You will begin to wonder why everyone else seems to have moved on, and yet you have not. You must look into yourself for the answers to these deep questions. Let yourself be part of the changing times, inside and outside. Inside yourself, ask yourself the tough questions. Ask yourself, can you let go now? Can you move on now? Can you let go of blame? Can you let go of pain? Can you let go of that which goes through your mind constantly? Can you let go of that which keeps you stuck? Can you free your energy? Can you free your energy from where it is stuck in things that you imagine and bring it back into your own energetic field? Breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it in, and use it for yourself now to become more responsible, to become more responsive to what change in the world require of you. Can you? Okay, good morning. This is Jan Ketchell. Today is Monday, March 12th, 2018. And I guess we're all being asked to face the truth of change and that we do live in a world that is connected to time, and we see time unfolding all the time. And it's time for all of us to get in line with that, the realization of that, and also the realization of our energy and how we're choosing to use it. So I wish everyone good luck with shifting their energy to positive and productive and nurturing areas in life. Have a great week.